Box. Just $19.99.55. Questions? Call Granite Busters right now at 314-720-4610. That's 314-720-4610. Or visit the Granite Busters showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard. You'll find over 125 colors and 500 plus granite and quartz slabs in stock. That's the biggest selection around. And at Granite Busters, they feature digital templating, laser stone fabrication, and expert installation, all 100% free. Upgrade to granite countertops right now. Call, visit, or log on at granitebusters.com. The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters.
New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
White horses.
Are you having some sort of 70s progressive radio flashback, Ian?
I think he took a hit of acid before he came in today.
He played Yes before.
I know. Rock hits of the 70s LP. CD. Is that what it is?
He's just going track by track. Let me see the cover. I'm curious who else is on here. He was. Well, you got Foghat and Bad Company and the Doobie Brothers. That's not progressive rock.
Foghat? Which Foghat's on?
Slow Ride, of course.
Oh.
Love is Alive by Gary Wright.
Love is Alive?
Love the One You're With, Stephen Stills. Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo by Rick Derringer. Or as we used to call it in rock radio, it's 3 minutes long, get to the bathroom.
Yeah. I remember Rick Derringer did a version and so did Johnny Winter.
Here's the kind of thing you would do as your information tidbit when you played Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo in rock radio, and you wanted to prove you were a personality, even though you were on 10P to 2A.
Yeah.
Real name is Rick Zeringer, but he changed it to Rick Derringer. And here he is now with Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. I never did that, but that's the way you get into the radio business 30 years ago, buddy.
10 till 2. That was the old, those shifts.
Those late night 4-hour shifts.
Oh, my goodness. Every shift was like that in radio. It was 6 till 10. 10 till 2.
Right. 2 to 6.
2 to 6. Yeah.
Then again,
to 10,
same thing.
Yeah.
And the overnight person had 2 to 6 until the management decided that if they could squeeze another half hour out of the morning show, they could charge more for the commercials and for the 5:30 to 6 half hour. And
exactly.
So the morning man would do 5:30. I know because that was me.
I did 5:30.
You know.
And then they come to you and then they go, you know what? We're going to start at 5. What?
Oh, no, no. They never did that to me, but I was on 6 days a week. I was on Saturdays, and I said to them, I really don't want to do Saturdays anymore. Let me have a 2-day weekend. And they said, all right, you want to start at 5 o'clock during the week? I said, I'll keep Saturdays. For some reason, that extra half hour, the psychology of that.
Oh, on Saturdays, though, it went to like 6 o'clock. I mean, you could start at 6 o'clock. Right?
So actually, they put me on middays on Saturdays because more people listen to the radio middays on Saturdays than any other time. Except for Morning Drive, of course.
Yeah.
My favorite part of that song, this song, is that, what do you call that? Is it a synthesizer or something?
Oh, yeah.
Synthesizer.
That was Keith Emerson.
Yeah.
Doing all that stuff.
Those guys were good.
Yeah.
They were good.
There's a new taxi service starting in St. Louis tonight. Not to compete with Laclede. Well, I guess to compete with our buddies at Laclede Cab and all the other cab companies in the St. Louis area. It's called Lyft, L-Y-F-T. And I'm not mentioning it to plug them. I'm mentioning it because there's controversy about these companies, which are essentially private citizens driving their own cars and finding out that you need a ride through an app that you use. And the St. Louis Taxi Commission is not happy about Lyft and the others, which are called Uber and Sidecar.
Uber's the one I've heard. It's big in California, I think.
Uber's
right?
Big all over the country. Lyft is in more than 24 cities. I think this is between, they're adding St. Louis and Salt Lake City today, giving them 34 American cities that they're in. And on my weekend syndicated show, America Weekend, about a month ago, I was talking to Jeffrey Fowler, who is the personal technology columnist for the Wall Street Journal, and he and some of his colleagues had done a test of these services. And so I got him on the phone, and I started asking him how it works and how secure it is. How weird is it to use your app and have some guy drive up in his Toyota Avalon and say, yep, I'm here to give you a lift.
Well, you know, I think there are probably some generational differences in terms of how folks feel about this. I mean, wasn't that long ago that people in America felt just fine hitchhiking, right?
Yep.
And this is a little bit like that in a way, right? Because the idea is that there's either somebody already going a certain way or somebody who's just trying to earn a little bit of extra money on the side. Who will, using this technology, will come and pick you up. Now, what has changed, though, really, is the technology. And the way that these work, for folks who haven't tried them, is you get your phone out, and your phone already knows where you're located. And so it puts up a little map that says, aha, you're here. And then it shows you on the phone a whole bunch of little icons of other cars moving around. They look kind of like mice running across your screen. And it tells you how far away they are. And then when you tell it you want to ride, you press pick me up, and then the app will assign one of those cars to come and get you. And then when you get in the car, you tell them where you want to go, and then at the end, you pay just with your phone. You just say, all right, ride is done, and you give them a rating, and then you're on your way.
Do you tip the driver?
Different services have different points of view on that. UberX, that's probably the biggest player in this space, and they're in over 20 cities now. They do not let you tip. Sidecar and Lyft do let you kind of give a little extra bonus if you want.
Okay, I want to go back to the people who are driving this. Is there such a thing as a professional Uber or Lyft or sidecar driver? People making a living doing this?
I don't know about people making a living. It probably does happen. I mean, in my experience riding these, in San Francisco, where I'm based, over the last year and a half, there are definitely people who are, filling a lot of their time doing this. I had a driver the other day from Lyft who is a professional appraiser of real estate, and when he's in between appraising jobs, he drives his car around and makes a little extra money.
Mm-hmm.
I had students, you name it. Some of them are even kind of taxi drivers who want a little extra money, and they're doing it in their own personal car when they don't have, when they don't have a regular gig with their taxi company, or even kind of black car, kind of limousine drivers who want to do it. So, yeah, unprofessional drivers isn't quite the way to think of it, but it definitely is usually people in their personal cars.
All right, so they're doing it for a myriad reasons, but why are you doing it instead of just calling a cab?
A good question. I think one of the reasons these have caught on is that cab service in a lot of cities isn't great. And many of these started actually in San Francisco, again, where I'm based, and cab service here is particularly not great. I mean, there's lots of historical reasons for that, but it kind of boils down to there aren't enough taxis in San Francisco, and the public transportation also isn't quite good enough. So it used to be if you wanted to get a taxi here, good luck trying to hail one on the street. And then also, even if you call a cab company to try and get one to pick you up, you never quite knew when they were going to come, and it was just kind of a pain in the butt. When these services came out and you could literally see them on your phone, the technology just beat what the taxi companies could offer.
Makes me wonder why a taxi company doesn't do this.
You know, they're starting to catch up with this, and they are coming out with some interesting ways. And actually, some companies like Uber even have started putting their technology into taxis. But in terms of having the non-professional driver or the personal car drive you, one other reason to do this is that it promises to be cheaper than a taxi. All of these services tell you that they'll be 20-30%, maybe even 40% less than a normal taxi would cost. So if you're trying to save a little money as well, taxis can be expensive. If you're trying to save a little money, the idea is this is the way you can do it.
Unless you want to go in rush hour, you say in your piece that they change their prices depending on when they have to go.
Yes. Here is one of the rubs of these services. They have a problem in that they obviously are relying on ordinary people to clock in and say, okay, I want to work now. And during times of day that it is really busy out there, taxi companies, because they're a normal business that have employees, they can put, the most number of their drivers out there on the road. These companies, these ride-sharing apps, as they're sometimes called, don't really have a good way to do that. So they have to incentivize more drivers to get out there on the road. And they do that by offering extra high prices during peak times of day. And by extra high, I'm talking like, in some cases in our tests that we did across six cities in the U.S., during like rush hours in the morning or in the evening, four times as much as a cab.
Wow. Wow. At that point, you have to think to yourself, well, if I call a cab, it'll be here in a half hour. But if I call this guy, he'll be here in 10 minutes and I'll quadruple what I have to pay him.
Right. So one of the points that folks have to consider as they're using these is how are they going to do their own math in terms of the, you know, the value and the price for waiting versus your confirmation that somebody's actually coming versus just paying out the nose for a ride. In the end, in our tests, the one that I chose as my favorite, and it particularly works well, again, in San Francisco where I'm based, though it's in many other cities, is called Sidecar. And the thing I really liked about Sidecar is that it treats its pool of drivers kind of like a marketplace. So when you are ready to get a ride, you don't only tell it where you are, but you also tell it where you want to go. And that makes it a little different from these other guys as well. They act more like taxis. They don't care where you want to go. But with Sidecar, you tell it where you want to go. And the reason why that's helpful is because then all the drivers out there can, in real time, basically bid on whether they want to take you there. And they can all put their own prices. So Sidecar doesn't deal with this kind of craziness of having extra high surge prices at busy times of day. The drivers can decide for themselves what they would want to pay to take you to that place. And I found in the end that saved us a lot of money. They were the only app on average that was cheaper than a taxi because of the kind of extra the extra charge that the others would throw in during busy times of day. The other nice thing about that is then you can do the math yourself. Okay, so I want to get a lift to the office from my house. One driver might say, I can be there in 2 minutes and I'll charge you $20. Another driver might say, you know, I can't get there for another 15 minutes, but I'll only charge you $15. And I can say, oh, I got 15 minutes to wait, or I can decide, no, I don't. So it really just kind of brings a lot more information and efficiency into the operation. That's why I like Sidecar.
Okay. Can I then choose a driver because this guy or this woman has taken me before and I thought that was a pleasant experience?
Indeed. That's another advantage of Sidecar. You know, there's a whole conversation we should have about the safety and security of riding these. I
mean, absolutely.
These drivers, all of the services say that they vetted them and they've done background checks. But especially, let's say you're a woman who's alone, it's the evening, you don't feel comfortable just having anybody come to your house and pick you up for a ride, you can make some choices with the Sidecar model. You're not automatically assigned a driver. You get to choose. You could even say, I'll only take a female driver.
How was the safety for you and your colleagues? Was there any time where you went, uh-oh, creepy guy behind the wheel?
You know, I didn't have any creepy experiences, nor did any of my colleagues. There has been one case where a driver for UberX was found to have a criminal record, and he was then kicked out of the system.
How are people vetted for these jobs?
They use private kind of vetting systems. The taxi industry, as you might imagine, isn't very happy about these apps, and so they have been raising a lot of questions, both about the kind of security of the vetting, like how far does it go? And for example, they point out correctly that it is possible that one person could sign up to be a driver and then hand his or her phone over to somebody else, so you don't really know who's behind the wheel, unless kind of the technology develops, which I think it might actually, that you sort of check your thumbprint on the phone to identify who you are. Apple's already built that kind of technology into the latest iPhone. So.
Right.
One could imagine that'll come soon, but it is right. Like, you know, when you ride a normal taxi, this person has probably gone through even more vetting and has to be regulated, and just as importantly, also has to have a certain level of insurance. That's been another big question for these guys. All three of the apps that we've been talking about have a certain level of insurance. But it hasn't really been tested, and the question is whether it's going to be enough.
You mentioned at the beginning of this conversation the hitchhiking generation. That's me. I'm old enough to have, you know, in high school and college, hitchhiked when I didn't have a car to get where I needed to go. I can tell you at the time, it seemed like 90% of us were guys. There were very few women that did that because of the creepy driver, freaky guy behind the wheel, who knows what's going to happen thing. Now I'm a dad. I've got a daughter who's almost 20 years old. She goes to school in New York City. I want her to get into a medallion cab, one of those yellow cabs in New York, where at least there's some record of who that guy behind the wheel is. Have you heard from other women about this sort of thing with private drivers, that they do have exactly that concern about safety?
Yeah, you know, this is a conversation that I had with a lot of my colleagues, both men and women all around the country who tested these for us. To play devil's advocate for a minute, I might argue with you, and some people, and definitely these taxi apps do, that you're actually a little bit safer with the apps. Now, why is that? Because when you get into a taxi, though that person has been regulated by the city on some level, you don't actually know anything about that driver. You don't know if they're a good driver. You don't know if they have had really past customers have had a positive experience. Also, you and that driver are not being tracked by any kind of system necessarily, right? They could drive you off to some Lord only knows where, and you know what could happen there? Who knows?
Right.
But with these ride-sharing apps that we've been talking about, before you get in that car, you get to see a picture of the person, you get to see their name, and you get to see how past riders have rated that person. So they have an incentive to give you a good experience.
Yep.
Because if they give you a bad experience, you're going to give them a bad rating, and they might even be kicked out of the system for doing it. One of the ride-sharing apps I talked to, they'll kick you out if you get less than 4.6 out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
So the focus really is on the quality experience. So, and then there's also, of course, technology that's tracking you, right? You're being tracked at the location of your phone. The driver's being tracked with the location of their phone. So there is an argument that it's going to give you more information and more control over who's actually driving you.
All right, last thing I want to ask you, Jeff, is I have taken taxis in cities all across the country and, in fact, in other places around the world. And the most annoying thing to me, I was never really worried about safety all that much. I was worried that the guy behind the wheel, or woman in a few cases, knew how to get where we were going the fastest, cheapest way. How do you know that that's happening with Uber as compared to Uber or Sidecar or Lyft as compared to, again, a professional cabbie?
In our tests, the professional cabbies definitely got us where we needed to go the fastest and generally driving the shortest distance. However, a lot of these ride-sharing app drivers will use technology in their car that could give them an advantage since they have their phone probably mounted up there anyway. There's all these new apps like Waze and even Google Maps that kind of bring them real-time traffic information
Yep.
that could reroute them around a problem in a hurry. I've had a couple of these drivers as well that they're just local people who knew the streets and knew the neighborhoods and were able to get me where I needed to go really fast.
Very interesting. That's Jeffrey Fowler, who's the personal technology columnist for the Wall Street Journal, joined me a couple of weeks ago on my weekend syndicated show called America Weekend. I play again today because one of those services is starting up business in St. Louis tonight at 7 o'clock. Although the whole concept of using an app to get a taxi, our friends at Laclede Cab have an app. Called
yeah.
STL Taxi that you can download and put in your destination. It gives you a price estimate on where you're going and the whole thing. I don't see how independent cab companies like this can exist in a world where there are already other real cab companies that are doing it. And I think that uneasiness.
Getting in a stranger's car.
Yeah, although, you know, when you're getting in a taxi driver's car, if you don't know the taxi, well, he's a stranger to you as well. But at least you know, well, I see there's the logo of the company here.
A long-time business behind mm-hmm. that.
Right.
Yes.
And the fact that, well, this guy is not going to treat you badly because he doesn't want to get bad rating for you. You know, my daughter gets in that car and you're a perv. You're not going to care about the ratings. You're going to go, okay, young woman. Makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up a little bit. Bob wants to get in on this. Bob, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
What this guy was just has no idea about St. Louis. St. Louis County has a Metro Cab Commission.
Which I mentioned before I played that.
Yeah.
And they don't like these
No.
People.
I guarantee you the police are going to crack down on them because you have to go through a vetting process, which includes a drug test. They have to be drug tested before they can drive a cab
mm-hmm.
or a limousine or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So I guarantee you the police are going to be on him like stink on you know what.
Well, there's a quote in the paper today by Ron Klein, who's executive director of the St. Louis Metro Taxi Cab Commission, who says he issued a cease and desist order to this Lyft company. He says we've notified them that we consider that an illegal cab operation. The companies that operate or dispatch vehicles for hire in the city or the county have to be certified by the commission. Companies have to comply with regulations pertaining to insurance and vehicle safety and driver background checks and appearance, all things they do to make sure that whoever's driving you home at night is safe. But, on the other hand, I would guarantee you that every place else that Uber and Lyft and Sidecar are operating, there are taxi commissions there as well, and they tried to crack down on them, and yet this is a growing business.
Well, I know Ron. I was a policeman. Ron was a policeman. You know, and now he's in charge of the taxi commission.
Yep.
But they're going to be on them. I guarantee you. You know, the police are going to win.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how things go forward for them from here. I'm glad you called, Bob. Thanks. All right, we got a break. When we come back, Joe Hipperson will be along. He has seen this movie Transcendence, the new Johnny Depp movie that's opening today. He'll review that, and we'll get into some other showbiz-related stuff as a large morning show in the afternoon. Friday edition continues on the Big 550.
Meep, meep.
Boy, we have lots and lots of problems, especially in South County. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic, Tim.
Yeah, Dan, the big problem was it started out with a little ladder, then it turned out with a major accident on southbound 55, just before southbound 270, just before 55. Looks like now just the right lane is blocked, maybe the two right lanes. It's out of a camera range there, but traffic is backed up midway between Doherty Ferry and Big Bend. It looks like a parking lot on southbound 270 now. If you're traveling on westbound 40, things are building a little bit more now between the Science Center and McCausland. A little lighter now between 270 and Mason, but you are heavy between Boone's Crossing and the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270, heavy at Lindbergh, heavy at 170, and that opens up and a clean run to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Northbound 55, that right lane, you're backed up almost to Highway 44. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. Advil Congestion Relief, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with the power of Advil, the number one selling pain reliever, and it's a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed, find at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Volunteering today could mean medical breakthroughs tomorrow. Consider participating in a clinical research study at Covance. Visit testwiththebest.com today.
Recently on McGraw Live in the Morning.
Senator Kit Bond is joining us here in studio.
If we got radio stations across Missouri doing what KTRS is talking about, we may get a way out of what is a very, very difficult trap that we're in right now.
Well, most radio stations don't let the facts get in the way of a good rant. So
okay.
We like to deal in facts here at the Big 550 KTRS.
McGraw Live in the Morning. Weekdays 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time to start thinking about the summer. It's time to start thinking about your deck. It's time to start thinking about outdoor living. Outdoor Living has a showroom with 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screen porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms. Outdoor Living is the only lumber yard to supply all of the decking materials used for the projects, and they also offer professional grade material. Outdoor Living also stocks TimberTech decking. It's a composite capped with a polymer shell. What does that mean? It means it's low maintenance, scratch resistant, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. It also comes in a variety of colors. Complete your deck with TimberTech railing, and don't forget the lights. Where do you check it out? Outdoor Living, Highway 44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325, or OutdoorLivingInc.com. For all of your outdoor needs, it's OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Hi, this is Lori Heisey of Heisey Advisory Group. My husband Ken and I started our practice knowing that we could only be as successful as the families we work with, and nothing makes us happier than helping our clients. Call us now for a no-obligation consultation, and we can help you with a roadmap for your retirement. Call us at 314-909-1116. Our economy and our lives are changing all the time, and you should be sure that you're prepared for both. Our comprehensive approach is designed to give you the predictability and flexibility you need to help effectively protect your assets.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Heisey Advisory Group, a simple path to financial security. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-644-4945. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-644-4945. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-644-4945. That's 1-800-644-4945.
It's been a long, messy winter, and I bet your carpet has taken a beating. Who do you call? Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration. They've been in the business for 28 years. They're come to your home. They're courteous, professional technicians, and they use green products, so it's safe for your kids and pets. In addition to carpet cleaning, they also clean your rugs. And here's something special. They do free pickup and delivery, but if you want to save a few bucks, they offer a 30% discount if you bring the rugs into their shop. And it's allergy season. You know what that means. Whew, boy, your allergy is going to take a beating as well. They do duct cleaning, mattress cleaning, and upholstery cleaning to greatly reduce the levels of air pollutants in your home. And when it comes to fire, water, smoke, and storm damage, and we've had a lot of storms lately, they'll also take care of you there. Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration, 636-680-5555, or visit them on the web, spectrumclean.com.
Springtime is such an interesting time in St. Louis. One day you have your heater on, the next day you have the air conditioning on. Well, let's say you've got trouble with one or the other. Who are you going to call? Can I recommend Galmish & Sons? If you have any problems with your heating or your cooling, they can give you a full Lennox system installed for $26.95. That's right, Galmish & Sons is a premier Lennox dealer, which they've earned due to their superior service and customer service. They're union craftsmen, open 24 hours a day for emergency service. But if you need a new heater, a new air conditioner, Galmish & Sons, $26.95, and that's installed. 15 years about on your AC. About that time, you have to think about replacing it. Call Galmish & Sons, 314-993-1110. Galmish, Gilmishi, Gilmachetti, doesn't matter what you call them. Call them, 314-993-1110 or GalmishAndSons.com.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton. Join the conversation about firearms beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
All right, here's your classic rock history lesson.
Uh-oh.
On this first Cars album, all three of the first three songs on that first album are exactly 3 minutes and 44 seconds long.
Wow.
I'm Radio Rich.
I think you're right. Thank you very much.
Wow.
I kind of lose my mind.
Yeah. Why is that still in my brain?
I don't know.
I don't know my brother's phone number, but I know that stupid piece of trivia.
And the dumping songs, Inna Gotta Da Vida, Don McLean, American Pie.
Yeah.
Freebird, man.
Freebird's a good one.
Those are the ones where if you're doing a morning show and you have to play one of those songs, you had a burrito for breakfast and you need some time.
They didn't really like you playing those long songs.
I could never play those long songs.
No, not Morning Drive.
I'll tell you a little radio history. I worked at one station where, you know, it was a morning show where we played like four songs an hour because they made me. And then one year they decided they were going to do, I don't know if it was Two for Tuesday or Double Shot Thursday. I don't know. I mean, I came from the era of mini concert, superset, twin spin, instant replay weekends.
So. Hey, when we had, when I was working at Kix 104,
yeah,
our main competition was WIL. Mm-hmm. So, and WIL was doing 12 in a row, but we did Kick Back with a Six Pack. Kick back, and we had jingles too. Kick back with a six pack.
So whatever this station was, I can't remember which station it was that I was on at the time. That they started doing. I can't remember if it was Two for Tuesday or Double Shot Thursday, but it was one of those. And here I'm doing a morning show. We only play four songs in the hour, and they wanted me to play two songs back to back by the same artist. And I said, "Well, okay. Well, I'll play two songs here, and then I'll play two songs there, and that'll be the four songs." No. So. The Kinks and the Beach Boys and the Beatles never got as much airplay in their careers
yeah.
as they did on Two for Tuesday or Double Shot Thursday, whatever it was. 2 minute
songs.
Because yeah. all the songs you could play two of those back to back, it was 4.5 minutes.
Yep.
The length of one Foreigner song.
Yeah.
The same thing. All right. Before the break, we were talking about these alternative taxi services, like one that's starting up tonight here in St. Louis called Lyft. And Dan tells me that we actually have a guy who's going to drive his car for Lyft here in St. Louis. Paul, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you going to be a Lyft driver? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So you heard my interview with Jeffrey Fowler from the Wall Street Journal, and you heard us talking about it. What's your take on this? Why are you doing it?
I'm doing it to make some extra money in my spare time, really.
What about the guy, Bob, who called up and said the taxi commission is going to be all over you?
I mean, I'll say I am a little worried, but, I mean, I got Lyft behind my back for anything that we might run into.
So Lyft has said that they're going to back you. If you get pulled over and get any citations for illegally transporting someone, then Lyft is going to be behind you on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much money, you don't have to be specific about this, but are we talking about, you know, you pick up like a couple of dollars a ride here? I mean, what's the compensation?
From what I've seen, people can make a couple hundred a weekend, up to as much as like 800 a weekend is what they said.
For how many trips?
I actually really don't know yet.
But are you willing to go anywhere? I mean, if somebody, if let's say you're in downtown St. Louis, and somebody says, I got to go home to St. Peter's, man.
Or Edwardsville.
Highland. I got to go to Herculaneum.
Mm. Well, from what I've seen is that our current boundaries are St. Charles to the north, River to the east, Arnold to the south, and Defiance to the west. And but I think it's like where we can pick up from. But I guess if they want to go home to like Wentzville, we can take them.
But they pay ahead of time for that, right?
No, you pay afterwards based on where your final destination is.
So when you pick somebody up, you don't know where they're going? Just like a regular cabbie, right?
No, I don't.
So, because this guy Jeffrey Fowler from the Wall Street Journal, who I talked to, he said that in many cases the drivers know where you are and where you're going, so that they can give you a better price. You know, some guy might say, "Well, that'll be a $20 ride," and another guy might say it's a $15 ride, and then the customer gets to choose who they want to have pick them up.
Well, from my understanding, it was that you don't have to have a destination in mind, because like. I first saw Lyft on Conan, and on there, they didn't really have Conan got picked up by a Lyft driver for one of his bids, and he didn't have a set destination in mind. First, he was like, hey, let's go get some beef jerky and all that.
Uh-huh. How many drivers do you think they're going to have when this thing gets going tonight?
It seems like a couple dozen at least. I'm going to the launch party tonight. It's from like, it's like 4:30, 6:30, and when I get there, I'll see how many drivers there are.
Well, this will be interesting. Go ahead, Dan.
No, do you have to let them know, like, say, tomorrow night you don't want to work, so do you have to let them know you're not available, or do you just get a text, or do you get something through
How do you
app?
Know when your shift is?
Yeah.
Well, we select the hours that we want, and then we're assigned certain time slots within our available hours. But if we actually need off, like we just put in the app, can't work at this time. And I think they said that they want like a 24-hour notice. But I mean, it can be even shorter than that, because there's other drivers that can be available to pick up the hours that you can't do.
How clean are you going to make your car?
Oh, my car is pretty clean right now.
Oh,
but I also plan to steam it out.
I'm out.
Does anybody in this thing have a smart car? That would kind of suck, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you're a big guy, and you gotta. Oh no! Like I'm 6'4", and the guy pulls up in a Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
No,
actually, they require you to have a 4-door car that's 2000 or newer.
And are you going to make everybody get in the back, or could somebody sit up front with you?
Actually, Lyft encourages you to invite people to sit up front.
Hmm. Particularly people who you find attractive.
that's not that bad idea.
Never heard. Yeah.
Never thought of that, Paul. Didn't know that would come up at all. Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to see if this takes off in St. Louis. I can see how it would work in other larger cities that already are taxi intensive, like a New York or a Chicago.
And more localized, whereas the St. Louis area, you know, with the counties, it's so spread out.
Right. Somebody wants to go home after work, but, you know, they go out to happy hour and they have a few drinks and they want to lift home.
It's not like a downtown area like Chicago or something.
Right. Right. It's like, okay, take me up to my loft on Washington Avenue. That's three blocks from here, but we're at Lumiere Place.
So are you going to have some barf bags in there just in case you pick somebody up downtown and they're like, I need to go home?
Oh
yeah. I got some plastic bags already.
There you go.
Wow. All right, well, we'll look for you on HBO on the new Taxi Cab Confessions Lyft season. Thanks for calling, Paul. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And come check out the Stash Parade tonight at on 3407 South Jefferson at 6:30.
Okay. All right, nice plug.
No problem.
All right, safe driving. I hope it's safe for everybody involved. And again, you know, one of our sponsors is Laclede Cab, and you know, we encourage people to use that and download their app, but this is a new business that's here in town, and we want everybody who's involved in anything to succeed and to be safe. That's the most important part. That would be my biggest concern with this sort of thing, both as an individual and as a dad.
And don't you, I wish we'd ask Bob, do you have to have a chauffeur's license to be a taxi driver?
And not for this, apparently. I mean, you're supposed to.
Yeah, I would think to be a taxi cab driver, you have to have a chauffeur's license.
But they're not necessarily designating them as taxis.
Taxis,
just
right.
Like a peer-to-peer.
In fact, there's a quote in the paper today from a spokeswoman for Lyft, Paige Thielen, who says this is not a cab service. This is a peer-to-peer model.
Oh, peer-to-peer. There you go.
There you go.
Your keyword of the day.
I know all of my peers drive cabs.
There's not an ocean around here.
Yes, yeah. Most of the peers that Dan goes to have a Johnny boat hooked up to them. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Speaking of cars, there's lots of them out there. Here's Tim Weiland to let you know where they are, Tim.
No, Tim, this time?
No, we're early.
Oh, we're desperately
early. He's scrambling right now.
Downloading the Lyft app.
No, you know who I blame? Hipperson. Hipperson was supposed to be on with us this hour to talk about movies, and he got tied up at work, and so he's not. So we'll take a commercial break, and then we'll come back and check the roads, and Bill Cleveland will be along here on the Big 550.
I'm Kelly Jackson, Monday morning on McGraw Live. We'll talk with Muni honcho Mike Isaacson about the upcoming summer season. Gail Pennington from the Post-Dispatch tells us what we should be watching on TV. Have you seen Fargo? David Stokes from the Show Me Institute with local politics, and Goodfellas actor Michael Imperioli calls in to talk about his new project. It's McGraw Live, Monday morning, starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew
to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Well, it's time to plant, and when you think of plants and beautifying your landscape, I want you to think of Forest Keeling Nursery. They've been my friend for years, and now they want to be yours. Forest Keeling is just a short drive up Highway 79 to Ellsbury, Missouri. Acres of beautiful, well-acclimated plants, evergreens, trees, and shrubs, all freshly prepared for planting in your yard. You just won't believe the selection, the service, and the knowledge waiting for you at Forest Keeling. Don't buy the wrong plant. Get the real know-how from folks who care about you and your garden. You won't believe the beauty, the great prices, and the selection, including native plants and rain garden plants. And our garden center is fully stocked with the products that will help you make your plants strong and beautiful. Of course, it's Forest Keeling Nursery right on Highway 79 in Ellsbury, Missouri. Why don't you visit them at fknursery.com?
Meep, meep.
All right. Tim was getting more information to fill you in on with traffic, yeah. Tim.
Yeah, and we were getting some misinformation, and I had to straighten them out. So we had an accident. They first said it was at Boone's Crossing on westbound 40. I found out it was on the Boone Bridge, but now they've cleared it. They had two left lanes blocked. That's now got traffic on westbound 40 jam solid from Clarkson all the way out to the Boone Bridge, but all lanes are now open. Looks like they still had a right lane down on southbound 270 just before 55, and you're backing up now at Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 looks like we're slowing right around 141 through Highway 270, mostly in that right lane. Eastbound 270 is thinned out, and westbound 70 looks good now as you go past the airport. This traffic report is brought to you by Fast Acting Advil. Fast Acting Advil, it has the fast absorbing Advil Ion Core technology, and it goes to work in minutes. Try Fast Acting Advil today. Find it in the white box. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456 or download their STL Taxi what is it called?
App.
There you go.
Oh,
the app. Man, I just kind of lost it there for a second. I couldn't figure out what it was.
For a second.
Yeah. Okay. I've lost it a lot. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill. At least he remembers your name.
It's 50 years of losing it. Am I right, Dan? Something like that?
Yeah, something.
So I think we got like an extra couple of minutes here.
Am yeah,
I
we do. Yes.
So I had some jokes, but I think I would rather talk about this. I just posted a thing at BillOnTheRoad.com. 10 quirky must the off-the-road attractions.
Are these places you've been?
Most of them, but I thought maybe we'll go through them real quick and see if you guys have been to them. Paul, I bet you've been to a bunch of them. All right, we'll start with some local ones. The big Superman statue, Metropolis, Illinois. Everybody's been to that?
Yes.
No.
I have.
Nope.
It's pretty cool. They have a little Superman museum. It's right in front of the city hall there in Metropolis, Illinois. But all right, how about this one? The Four Corners. You know what this is?
I do. This is where the states of, let me see if I can remember what it is.
Right.
Utah, Arizona, New Mexico,
Colorado.
And Colorado all meet, and there's a point where you can stand where you're in all four states at the same time, right?
That is correct, yes. And the Interstate 40 passes like just to the south of the area in New
it's
Mexico,
farty.
Where you can get out and...
out there it's 40. It's farty here, but then you go
gotcha.
Over the international date.
Oh,
line.
Sure. Dan can remember farty, but he can't remember the little cab app. All right. The giant rubber stamp in Cleveland, Ohio. Have you seen this?
No.
It's a gigantic, about 50 feet tall. I think it is 50 feet tall. Made of aluminum and steel, and it says free. And it's written backwards, just like, you know, a stamp is backwards. And apparently it's something to do with free speech. It's been there since, like, the early 80s. Sort of bizarre, but it's right outside of City Hall there in Cleveland, Ohio.
Now, are you saying it's a stamp like a postage stamp or a stamp
no, like
you would hold it
stamp.
And you would, a rubber stamp that you would stamp a piece of paper with?
Sure, yeah. Huge. And it's right just like in the middle of in the middle of everything. It's very bizarre, but one of the odd ones.
The best thing, Bill, would be if they charge you to see something that says free.
Yeah.
That'll be a dollar.
All right, the Titanic replicas. Have you guys been to the museum? There's two of them, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and, of course, a little closer to home in Branson, Missouri. Anybody been there?
Driven past it, not been inside.
Yeah, I've driven past it.
Incredible museum. Well, I've been to the one in Branson. Really, really neat. It's not quite the size of the Titanic, but it's half. I think the one in Branson is half the size of the actual.
How many people a year say, I'm king of the world?
It's funny, too.
It's actually pretty cool. Right in front, right off the road there, they actually have like a big, I don't want to say a pool of water. I don't know how else to describe it, too. But to give you the illusion that the boat is actually moving towards you.
Yeah, there are jets like on the very front of the boat where it's shooting water to make it.
All right. How about the Bible-themed mini golf course in Lexington, Kentucky?
No.
I keep you know what? I keep hitting the Exodus windmill there. I can't get out.
Yeah, it's actually been named like one of the best mini golf courses in the country. I don't know if that's because of the absurdity of it or the creativity of it, but there's that. All right, the most photographed statue in the world. Where do you think that might be?
Carhenge.
Carhenge.
A statue? Oh, David? Statue of David?
Oh. Now, it's in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's called Crazy Girls. It's right in front of the Riviera Hotel
yes.
and Casino.
Yeah, with the butts. I have a picture. I have a picture.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And yes, yeah. I rubbed them.
Yes,
yeah.
I did too.
It's brass, and what rhymes with brass is all shiny.
Yes.
Yes. They say it's the most photographed statue in the world.
I can see that.
More than the Statue of Liberty or the Eiffel Tower?
Well, everybody
the Statue of Liberty
there by those.
Enough way to be considered in the list.
Wow.
You got the another one closer to home. You got the largest ketchup bottle for our friends over in Collinsville.
Sure.
Collinsville, Illinois. You got the Golden Driller. I love this. For whatever reason, I just love this. This is down in Tulsa.
That was my nickname in high school, Bill.
The Golden, Golden Driller.
Yeah.
And remember what Tulsa spelled backwards is.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
Let's see, a couple more. I love this. My favorite is the last one on the list. It's the Beer Can House. Have you heard of this place?
No.
Oh, you'll love this. This is down in Houston, Texas, and it's an entire house. It's not made of beer cans, but basically this guy covered his entire house in beer cans, okay? And the guy died in, like, the mid-'80s, but some of the quotes from the guy are absolutely hysterical. He said, some people think this is a sculpture, but I didn't go to no expensive school to get these crazy notions. He said he thought it was a good idea. He said it was easier than painting. But if you see the picture, the entire house, no joke, it's covered in parts of beer cans. It is freaking hysterical.
Down in
Houston, Texas.
Is there an actual ball of twine, like Chevy Chase said in the...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bill, we're out of time. Let's get your sponsor in.
It's Laclede Cab. Of course, the AM and the PM Cab Company have a wonderful Easter, everybody.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
Happy Easter to you, too. And as all the FM DJs are saying, I hope it's a good Friday for you. I don't know what's wrong with me today. It's 5 o'clock, the Harris Challenge, and Knuckleheads in the News ahead in the next hour on KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The threat of major, deadly, destructive earthquakes. It's not a question of if, but of when. But can we prepare and reduce casualties?